Sarah's in Parma, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. Ready for you to play. See if you can make it back to back losses. That's not the right one.
I'm going to try.
What is that even music bed? I got to delete this. Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's fancy.
What is that? That's going. All right, whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
All right, Jen, will you please leave the room?
Don't do that. Yes, I will leave the room. There we go. Good luck to you, Sarah.
So quiet. You couldn't even hear it.
You need to turn it up. Stop doing that. Stevie, push buttons. Oh.
She is bossy.
That's because Stevie likes to.
I wonder if my new ones
are in here.
Does
anybody listening hear that?
Nate!
Oh, my new ones.
How many times does Nate hear that a day?
I'm not answering that.
Question number one. You know how the game works. We're going to ask you five questions. Just make sure you give us your answer before you hear that buzzer. Obviously, a timer is involved. When you're done with those five questions, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in, and ask her the same five questions to see if you can make it back. It's a back loss, as I mentioned. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. Got something to play, Stevie, or are you just looking? Just browsing?
Just looking.
Question number one. Let's start with Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu. It's heading to digital platforms next week after its theatrical debut in May. The film hits Prime Video, Apple TV, and Fandango next Tuesday, giving us all a chance to watch the adventure at home. So Grogu slash Baby Yoda is which color?
Green.
There you go. Question number two, country singer. You're making me nervous, Stevie, looking at that board. I don't know when it's going to drop. I don't know what's happening. I'm watching you. Question number two, country singer Ella Langley is American Eagle's new denim darling. So she's showcasing some of her favorite jeans and shorts and jackets in a new partnership with the brand. What is the name of the Ella Langley song, of her song, obviously, that is currently number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart? And it has been number one for 13 straight weeks. Do you know the title of that song?
There's two of them. I want to say it's Shoes in Texas.
There you go. You picked the right one then. Question number three. You're right. There's a couple of tracks. She's unbelievably hot right now. Question number three. Ariana Grande and ex-boyfriend Ricky Alvarez. What's going on? Apparently, they're giving it another go. The two originally dated, I don't know, about a decade ago or so. Which, I knew it. Which actor did Ariana Grande just dump, a.k.a. break up with, that she met on the set of Wicked? What was his name, or what is his name?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never seen Wicked in my life.
I hadn't prior to the movies being released, and I don't know what took me so long.
Still haven't seen the second one.
And you fell asleep during one, didn't you, or no? Or was that not the
that
show?
That was in Broadway.
Okay, Broadway, Wicked, nothing better place to sleep.
I did see the first film. It was good.
Yeah, I'm
I'd
so
like
glad
to
I saw
know what happened.
You need to see, yeah. It really is unbelievable. Question number four. Hailey Bieber is partnering with Gap on a limited edition denim collection called the Hailey Jean. The collection launches July 16th and includes personalized detail tied to Bieber and the year 1996. 30 years ago.
Okay, relax.
30 years ago. Relax. Was 1996, Stevie.
Relax.
30.
I don't know anything that happened there.
They're pretty close.
Birthday. That's gross.
It is.
Exactly.
Stevie's about to throw something at me. Does Hailey Bieber have a son or a daughter with her husband, Justin?
I'm going to go with a daughter.
Let's go to question number five. FIFA has announced that Tom Cruise, Nicole Scherzinger, Robbie Williams, and IShowSpeed will take part in the World Cup closing ceremony that's taking place in a couple of days on July 19th at MetLife Stadium, with Cruise making what they're calling a special appearance. IShowSpeed is known for several things, but specifically talking about soccer. IShowSpeed is known for his intense, very public obsession with which football / soccer star from Portugal?
I don't know. I only know one soccer player, and he's not from Portugal.
Oh, what's his name?
Messi.
Let's go with Messi. Yeah, Messi plays today. All right, so we're going to see how you did with those. With those five questions. Still don't know what Stevie's doing. We'll find that out next. Continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you all month long by Apex Skin. Sarah's in good old script, Parma. She answered five questions a minute ago. How'd Sarah do?
Sarah got two.
There you go, Sarah.
Good job, Sarah.
Two. Correct today. Trying to make it
to back.
Absolutely.
They were hard.
They were hard?
Oh, no. I don't like when they're hard. Makes the game way too difficult. It's so good!
Stop.
You will love it!
Stop. That's what you texted me yesterday, and I read it right in your voice.
Yes, I did. I texted it all in caps, and I will tell you. We'll tell you why coming up at 8:10. I cannot wait.
Yeah, Stevie's a traitor. All right, question number one. Hey. I'm kidding. Question number one, obviously the same five questions we asked Sarah just a minute ago. Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu heading to digital platforms next week after its theatrical debut in May. The film hits Prime Video, Apple TV, and also Fandango next Tuesday, giving fans every chance to watch the adventure at home. So Grogu slash Baby Yoda is which color?
Green.
What shade of green, Jen?
Yeah.
He is an...
Is it a forest green?
No.
Is it more of
it's
a...
It's like a light. It's like a moss. Light. Yeah, like a sage. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Question number two. Country singer Ella Langley is American Eagle's new denim darling. She showcases some of her favorite jeans and shorts and jackets in a new partnership with the brand. What is the name of Ella Langley's song that is currently number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and has been so for 13 weeks?
Choosing Texas. Thank you, Tim.
Question number three. Ariana Grande and her ex-boyfriend Ricky Alvarez, apparently they're back on. The two originally dated about a decade ago. Which actor did Ariana Grande just dump who she met on the set of Wicked?
Ethan Slater.
It was Ethan Slater.
It's her new song that's about him, right? I hate that you made me love me. I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah, I know. That's a good call. Question number four. Hailey Bieber has partnered with Gap on a limited edition denim collection called the Hailey Jean. The collection launches on July 16th and includes personalized details tied to Bieber and the year 30 years ago, which is 1996.
First of all, I was so excited to see this collab. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what she puts out. And they're all low-rise denim.
All low-rise, yeah.
I was That's what's in, Jen.
Hard pass.
Apparently that was in 1996, but
yes,
I'm
it
not
was.
Familiar.
No, because, yeah.
30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Stevie?
Yeah, not familiar with life 30
we don't,
years
we don't,
ago.
We don't, yes, of course not. But
not
we, don't
yet,
need, we don't need low-rise back again.
Does, does Haley have a son or a daughter with her husband, Justin?
She has a son.
It is a son. Question number five. Tisa has announced that Tom Cruise, Nicole Scherzinger, also Robbie Williams, and IShowSpeed going to take part in the World Cup closing ceremony in just a couple of days on July 19th at MetLife Stadium. By the way, Cruise, they're saying, is making a special appearance.
That is special. This is a new movie to promote.
Exactly. That's what's going down.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do? Well, yeah, something's going to happen. IShowSpeed is known for his intense, very public obsession with which football slash soccer star from Portugal?
That's Lionel Messi.
Mm.
Oh.
Ronaldo.
Oh.
Portugal. Final totals there, Stevie.
Sarah 2, Jen 4.
I love that you say Portugal like, oh, there was your clue, Jen. I don't.
Yeah.
Not
Messi,
a clue.
Obviously not. From Portugal.
Yeah.
Argentina.
Plays today, Argentina.
Yeah,
3 o'clock.
Sorry.
I'm sure you knew that.
Sarah, you did a great job.
Did.
We're glad that you played. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
oh, yeah.
Sarah.
Disappointed. Look what you did to her on a Wednesday.
You're very sorry.
Ugh. All right, Sarah, you know what you need to say. Yep, she's over it, Jen.
She's mad at me. I'm sorry, Sarah.
She's over it right now. All right, it's Star 102. Good morning. Cassandra's in Elyria. I'm going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Cassandra, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. You ready to play this round of Trump Tui? Oh, no.
Did we lose you
no,
or are you not
there.
Ready? Oh, okay.
She's ready to play. Aren't you, Cassandra? You're ready to play. Absolutely.
Yes, I am.
All right.
All right, good.
Whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room because that's what starts the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Cassandra.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Sure is, Tim. Thanks.
This is all your fault. I take a couple of days off. This is what happens, Stevie.
I was just doing
I thought we were
told.
Friends.
I was doing as told.
Loading all that. I know she didn't load that audio in herself. That was all you.
I was
grabbing all this audio,
it.
Doing
I'm
all that
doing
extra work.
My job. That's
She's not even doing it.
Job.
You're doing it for her. I grab all my own and name it and put it in.
Well, she's kind of my boss, but not really. Is she my boss? I'm not sure. Are you my boss? Who's to say?
There's a lot of questions.
Well, now I'm thinking about it. Did I have to listen to her? I don't know. Maybe I didn't, Tim.
It's on all of our best interests that you do. So, Cassandra, we're going to ask you 5 questions. There's a timer involved. Just make sure you give us your answer before you hear the buzzer. That way your answer is going to count. When you're done answering the 5 questions, we're rooting that you get them all correct, which would be amazing. Then Jen will come into the studio and answer the same 5 questions. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. We're going to start with good news. Question number 1, Ohio has set a new tourism record with nearly 245 million visitors last year, the highest number in state history. According to the Ohio Department of Development, those visitors generated a record $57 billion in economic impact. So why don't we ask an Ohio tourism question? What amusement park is known as the roller coast capital of the world?
Cedar Point.
Question number 2. After years of requests from fans, maybe even myself.
And me.
Come on now.
I used to love these back
Same.
When I was a kid.
KFC brought popcorn chicken back to restaurants nationwide this week. Now, the comeback is for a limited time. I hope they're wrong about that. And obviously, while supplies last. Which potato item did KFC recently bring back after it was replaced by French fries?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to say a baked potato.
Why not keep it in the potato family? Makes sense. Question number 3. Pez fans from around the world are gathering in Independence this week for the 35th annual Pezamania convention. It runs today through Saturday and features rare dispensers and collectibles and memorabilia. What flavor was the original Pez candy? It was either strawberry or peppermint.
I'm going to say strawberry.
Let's go with strawberry. Question number 4. Country singer Ella Langley is American Eagle's new denim darling. So she's showcasing some of her favorite jeans, shorts, and jackets and a new partnership with the brand. Now, male fans of Ella Langley have been coined this term. What is it?
Oh, goodness. Not quite sure.
That's all right. Then we'll go with question number 5. Rhett and Link are bringing Good Mythical Morning to Netflix, with new episodes premiering on the streamer the same day they do debut on YouTube back in beginning September 7th. So Rhett and Link's longtime executive producer since 2013 just left the show this year. What is her first name?
Oh, goodness. Oh, I have no clue.
There we go. That's right. There's the buzzer on that one. So we're going to see how you did with those 5 questions, and then Jen has to answer them next. Cassandra's in Elyria playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. How'd she do?
Cassandra got 1.
There you go.
Good job, Cassandra.
1 correct today. All right, now we're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions. We'll see how she does. Question number 1. We begin with good news. Ohio has set new tourism record with nearly 245 million visitors last year. According to the Ohio Department of Development, these visitors generated a record $57 billion in economic impact. Let's ask an Ohio tourism question.
I look scared.
What amusement park is known as the roller coast capital of the world?
Cedar Point.
It is Cedar Point. Question number 2. After years of requests from fans and Stevie and myself, KFC brought back the popcorn chicken back to restaurants nationwide this week.
No.
The comeback is for a limited time and only while supplies last. What potato?
Oh, God. That is so gross. Like, I hate that I have the sound, but...
File this under. Which potato item did KFC recently bring back after it was replaced by French fries?
The potato wedges.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, go get potato wedges and the popcorn chicken.
Right now.
Sounds delicious.
We'll do it right now. Jen does the last hour of the show.
Okay.
We're just over there.
Oh, why don't I get to come?
You don't like? Do you want popcorn chicken?
Yeah. Well, I want the potato wedges.
Well, you didn't
wedges.
Comment on any of this, so I figured you didn't
more.
Like it.
And honestly, I'd really rather have a chicken leg.
A chicken leg?
Yes. At KFC? What's wrong with that?
So you don't like popcorn chicken? You just want to go with this
no,
to eat a leg?
I do like popcorn chicken. I just would like a chicken leg, and I would like a potato wedge.
Just one?
And
I
the
would
potato.
Need all of
and
she
the
would.
Mashed potatoes with their gravy.
They
I love it.
A bucket of popcorn chicken for $10. You get 50 pieces. I just
well,
saw that.
Then that's
we
what we need to
share
do.
It. $10. What is
feed
deal?
Each other popcorn chicken. Question number 3.
Apparently, I'm not invited, Stevie, but thank you.
I'm including you.
Thank you, Stevie.
Question number 3.
Thank you, Stevie.
I can't bring you if you're going to order one leg and leave the counter.
I don't think you can order one leg. What if I get like a three-pack or something?
There we go. If three-pack's fine. Maybe they have a kid's
meal.
Save
some for later. I don't know.
Actually, they have an a la carte menu. You might be able to add on one leg.
For dessert, you can have Pez. Pez fans from around the world are gathering in Independence this week for the 35th annual Pezomania convention. The event runs today through Saturday and features rare dispensers, collectibles, and also memorabilia. What flavor was the original Pez candy? It was either strawberry or peppermint.
Strawberry.
That means it was peppermint. Question number four. Country singer Ella Langley is American Eagle's new denim darling. So what she's doing, she's showcasing some of her favorite jeans and shorts and jackets in a new partnership with the brand. Now, male fans of Ella Langley have been coined this term.
Langlands. They've been coined Ellaman. Ellaman.
That'd be good.
You're an Ella fella.
You haven't heard the Ella fellas?
No, but I really love it.
Question number five.
Wait. Okay, are you an Ella fella?
Yes.
All right. Excellent.
Right? Question number five. Rhett and Link are bringing... People are going to get tired of those after this week.
No, they're not.
They are.
You know what?
It's an excessive use. Question number five. Rhett and Link are bringing Good Mythical Morning to Netflix with new episodes premiering on the streamer the same day they debuted on YouTube beginning September 7th.
Oh, good.
So Rhett and Link's longtime executive producer, you know, since 2013, just left the show this year. What is her name?
That is Patty Producer.
Patty Producer? I hate that.
Oh, I hit the wrong one. Sorry.
Stevie.
The producer's name is Stevie?
Yeah.
No way.
Final told us there, Stevie.
Oh, that's the one that my hairdresser told me about, Lexi, and she said, reminds me of you and all that. Yeah.
Love Stevie.
Now I remember.
Just two producers over here.
Another Stevie.
Stevieing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Final total, Stevie.
Uh-huh. Sandra 1, Jen 2.
2-1?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not great.
Cassandra.
Sorry, Cassandra, for every bit of all of that.
That's all right. I think it's close.
Yeah. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening to the show, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Cassandra from Elyria, and I did not trump Chewy.